Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, November 11th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, preparing this message on Veterans Day on a rainy day here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where we live. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and today's message is titled, Considering the Outcome. The scripture text, and we continue with sort of a mini-series based on verses from Hebrews 13, and today's text is Hebrews 13, 7 and 8.
Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
Today is Veterans Day here in the United States, a day in which we properly remember veterans and consider their service for our freedoms. Many veterans read these messages, including several we know personally, and there are other readers who are in active service. We want to thank you for your service. My dad, who went to be with the Lord in 1998, was a World War II veteran and a trained pilot.
But today we especially consider Joe Carroll, a man who regularly listens to our podcast. Joe is a long-term member of a church that we served in an interim role in Harrisburg area several years ago. He served in the Navy during World War II, and his ship was struck by a Japanese kamikaze plane, and it killed many of his crewmates. The plane actually struck precisely where Joe's bunk was located, but he was elsewhere on the ship at the time. And Stephen wrote a story about him several years ago, and we have a link to that if you'd like to read it.
But today, we want to take one step further and focus this encouragement message on spiritual veterans, those who enlisted in the army of the Lord on their day of salvation. Many have fought the enemy valiantly and have received their reward. They join others in the great cloud of witnesses mentioned in Hebrews chapter 12. And yet there are those who remain on this side in their senior years of life. They have faithfully served God in this generation, and even as they endure the pain and complications of aging, they faithfully await the Master's call home. Well, as we mentioned, today's message is again based on Hebrews 13, and the daily verse begins,
Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Without a doubt, the apostle is speaking of spiritual leaders. Among all the qualities we may value in our leaders, such as administrative skills, compassionate care, vision casting, and so forth, the writer of Hebrews singularly highlights these words, who spoke the word of God to you. Well, this is consistent with Paul's challenge to Timothy when he was told to preach the word.
What a blessing to remember and consider those who have been faithful in preaching the word in our lives. I certainly hope that's been a pastor for all of you. It has been for me. But for many, it's also godly parents or close relatives, a Sunday school teacher or other Christian leader. For some, it will be a camp counselor, a youth leader, or another individual we met along life's journey who has impacted our life for Christ.
And I quote the scripture again, consider the outcome of their way of life. The Amplified Bible elaborates here that we are to observe attentively and consider their manner of living. Well, I'm very thankful for those whose lives I have personally observed as I witness the transforming change God makes in lives. In some cases, we observe the outcome in the sense of those who have gone on to heaven after a life of faithful service to the Lord. And in other cases, they're still living on this side, and we observe the present outcome as they demonstrate a steady, mature, and disciplined life. The leaders whom our text refers to were real people who were known personally by those they served.
And finally, in our text, we are called to imitate their faith. The word for imitate is a Greek word from which we get mimic. For those of us in spiritual leadership, this is an awesome call and responsibility. In his pastoral epistles, Paul addressed this to Timothy, set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. And to Titus, in all things, show yourself to be an example of good deeds with purity and doctrine. dignified, sound in speech, which is beyond reproach, so that the opponent will be put to shame, having nothing bad to say about us. Today, let us indeed remember our leaders who spoke the word of God to us. Let us consider the outcome of their way of life and indeed imitate their faith.
Let's pray together. Father, we march as soldiers in the army of the Lord. We thank you for the many spiritual warriors who have taken on added responsibility and assumed difficult duties leading us to victory in this war against sin and strife. Bless our leaders who have poured themselves into our lives and set for us an example to follow in their conversation, their lifestyle, their faith, their doctrine, and in their purity. We honor and bless the previous generation who passed on to us the living water and bread of life. And we now extend the same message to our generation. With our mouths, we will make known your faithfulness to all generations. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. And that latter part was a portion from a psalm. Well, thanks for joining us today. It's a joy to prepare these messages and quite a labor, but what a means that the Lord feeds our spirit as we prepare them. And we're glad that we can in turn share them with others. As mentioned, we do have a couple stories about Job that are links. If you go to our site today, we're at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message for Wednesday, November 11th, 2009. If you're not looking on the main site that day or early the next day, you'll find it on that date. And actually, a testimony of Joe's. Joe, it's a wonderful testimony. And Joe, I hope you're listening to us right now. Really a blessed man. And that is one story. But then as I poked around in our site, we actually wrote two stories about Joe. The second was about he and his wife. And it's an example of their labor for the Lord and a specific life they reached out to that was also in that church up in New Cumberland, Pennsylvania several years ago. Well, today we have two songs we suggest. One is a Steve Green song called Find Us Faithful. I regularly place this song up. It seems to go with a number of themes that I use. Another one is a song that I suppose I pick it up for a line that I like. It's the title of the song is One Pure and Holy Passion by, forget the name of that group, a popular group, particularly among more of the young people, but it has a line in it that says, give me one glorious ambition for my life to know and follow hard after you. I like that line. That group, by the way, is the Passion Band. And that's what I was having a hard time remembering. Excuse the phone. I'm not going to start all over. We're finished for the day. May God bless you and help you today to remember your leaders who preach the word of God to you, to consider the outcome of their way of life and to follow their example. The Lord bless you today.